بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
What kind of place is a hay'at? It is a place for struggle on the path of Allah. A hay'at is the center of struggle on the path of Allah. It is struggle on the path of Allah to revive the school of the Ahlul Bayt, the school of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the school of martyrdom. Well, in what kind of endeavor were the Imams engaged in? The Imams did not engage in military struggle except for a few of them. Only the commander of the faithful, Imam Hassan Mujtaba and Imam Hussein, fought with swords. The rest of the Imams did not fight with swords. So, what was their struggle? It was struggle for clarification. When I repeatedly speak about clarification or the struggle for clarification, the hay'ats are places for the struggle of clarification. In my opinion, from this sentence, keep our issue alive, this important point can be understood. Another point about the hay'ats is that they are an institution that enjoys meaning, movement, and dynamism. They are not only places for thinking, spirituality, studying, and teaching. Movement and dynamism exist in the hay'ats as well. The main issue is the school of thought and clarification of the school of thought.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In the hay'ats, the school of thought is clarified. When I say that it is clarified, I mean that it should be clarified. This is the nature of hay'ats. They are places for clarification and expressing the most important teachings of Islam and Imam Ali. These are places for answering questions. Today, our youth have various questions regarding lifestyle and other fundamental issues, and their questions are legitimate. The way to deal with questions is to think and answer them, and this should be done in hay'ats. The important centers for such endeavors are hay'ats. It is in hay'ats that the numerous questions that arise every day should be answered. It is all right to have questions, but he who has a question should know that it is due to his lack of knowledge that his question has arisen. This question can be turned into knowledge and understanding. A person who has a question should not think that everything is upside down. No, his question should be asked, and that's all right. The answer should be provided in hay'ats, in centers of knowledge and understanding. This is the meaning and essence of hay'ats.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.